Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
You know, I know it's a big talking point. Everybody wants to talk about it. We all have our opinions, so we got
to just did it. Yeah, I guess we just did it. But
it's a strange situation. And you said it, there's so much gray area where it seems like it should be more black and white.
I think it should just be pretty. I think there should be a standard to it. And frankly, I would rather there be a committee. I'd like to have a committee instead of like just a bunch of people with random decisions. And like I said, to have one person that's like, oh, I don't care about the steroids, and one person that does or whatever makes it odd. And you know, at the end of the day, Bubba, guys like you and me are sitting out there and we don't apparently know all the stuff and people are mad. Why don't you know everything about everything? Why don't you know all this? I don't know. I'm not qualified.
Because he spent 799 episodes talking about fantasy baseball, which has nothing to do with the guy that doesn't play anymore. So that's probably why. I'm just going to throw it out there for everybody. Not condoning what took place, but we're kind of focused on what's going down.
I will say the guy that, like, I don't know if I said it on air already or I said it behind the scenes, but the guy that's like, Welsh knows the blood type of half of the complex league prospects and he doesn't know about the Pete Rose and the, I'm like, I know, I didn't, I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so. Sorry, Pete Rose wasn't over there trying to pick up their girlfriends, so I had no idea.
Only thing I do know is I have a friend, it's not Dennis, but it's another guy that works in the autograph business, and he was with Pete Rose the weekend that he died, his last autograph signing, because Pete Rose was on, you know, his famous thing is like, sorry, I cheated on baseball. He would inscribe it on baseballs. And the last, it was like 2 days before he died, he was like helping Pete Rose with the wheelchair and stuff like that. And I was like,
I heard Costas say that he used to go like during the Hall of Fame ceremony, he would go across the street from the Hall of Fame and sell his autograph there.
No, he was full John Daly, basically. John Daly was at the Masters. He was right down the road in Cooperstown every weekend. Yep.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, has absolutely nothing to do with fantasy baseball, but it has dominated the world. We are going to be talking about some fantasy baseball finally, though. Not getting into our usual, player notes. So there are a bunch of crazy stuff. Rookie Sasaki to the IL. Ronald Acuna is coming back. Nick Kurtz on the board. You love all of these things. Some prospecty things out there. But we're going to do some player debates. It's Bubba Boggs. We're going to be breaking down some players, some who'd you rathers. So let's take a break. Let's catch our breath. And let's get into it. Some player debate times, and we'll do it right here on In This League right after this.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Player debates, we are taking some of the hottest or maybe underperforming players. We're pitting them up against each other. It's a heat check, as we've done for many, many years. Very good. We haven't really been doing like a ton of player debates lately, but it's like a hallmark of what we've done it in this league. So in any type of celebratory episode of 800, it's only appropriate that we do these. And let's jump in. I think
first debate, Pete Rose versus the Hall of Fame, Welsh. What do you think? Yeah,
Pete Rose versus the...
Nobody Barry wins.
Oh, man. First debate. Let's do this one. This is an interesting one. I actually don't even think I missed this. It's a big name player versus a big performing player with a big underlying profile. And Bubba, we'll just kick it right off to you with this one. We got Matt Olson, who has struggled early on in this year. And, you know, I've kind of identified him as a buy, but he still hasn't clicked in. You know, he's barreling the crap out of the ball. He's hitting it hard. He's only hitting 219, though, but he's got seven homers. We're pitting Matt Olson up against probably a player that you might not think, but when you want to talk about one of the more prolific profiles so far in the minor leagues with stats that back it up, it's Jonathan Aranda. So maybe this one's going to be silly at the end of the day when we look at the name of Matt Olson versus Aranda, but Aranda's hitting 339 with six homers. You'll probably mention it, an absolutely ridiculous underlying profile that shows him. It reads actually, honestly, like years ago, Matt Olson. Like if you look at Matt Olson from like 2023, Jonathan Aranda's profile kind of reads like that right now. Rest of season, who would you rather have, Olson or Aranda?
Yeah, when Bogman sent me this list, I saw this out the gate. I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, yeah, I get the question now. I get it. because it is, yeah, Olson, everyone's going to be like, oh, he's going to bounce back. He's hitting 219. He's got seven homers. The, you know, hard hit rate still great. All those things you want to see from Matt Olson. Phenomenal. But it's the struggle bus. He struggled bus last year. Like, he never really got going, which is maybe this is like, you know, a guy that hits the ball hard but can't put it all together. Where Aranda, on the other hand, well, she mentioned, young player, been waiting for him to get his chance out of the minors. Got a cup of coffee last year, looked good in a small sample. He's picked it up again this year. The walk rate's great. The strikeout rate is totally suitable. You don't expect, you know, the BABIPs through the roof, so there will be regression because he can't hit 339 all year. But, dude, what if he gets like 275, 280 and still jacks 30 home runs, 25, 30 home runs? That's within the realm of possibilities with what he's doing, because you look at that, like you mentioned, the underlying metrics, the barrel rate is almost 14%. The RDA rate's 58%. Which is insane, and it corresponds with a lower ground ball rate than he's had in his last three seasons. The home run to fly ball is the same as last year, so it's not like he's getting super, super lucky. He's in line there. I love what we're seeing from him. So to be different, I will go with Jonathan Aranda and say, I want this skill set. I think he's going to go year-round. Olson's a guy I didn't draft at his price because I didn't think he was bad, but I didn't think he was worth the price tag. And on the plus side also, for playing time concerns, looks like Jonathan Aranda has a good passport. So he'll be able to go to all those series if you want to. So that's at least 3 to 6 extra games. We know he's locked in at first base.
Dude, that's so funny you say that too. Like the benefit of the doubt, I think we all just give athletes and like famous people that like everything is good and right in the world. And we're like, why are these guys not taking Uber? And they just, you just forget how human and stupid people are, not trying to pick on Yandy Diaz. But how do you not have a passport? Or how do you not have your passport figured out?
You play them every year on the road.
You also probably do. I'm going to take a wild guess here. Yandy Diaz probably also doesn't live in the U.S.
Yeah, he goes home. Yes.
How do you have the passport issue? I mean, is that maybe the tariff stuff? Like, was there? I don't know what's going on.
I'm asking the team too, because like you guys know with football, with these European games,
how does the team not have that set?
That's my point. We've seen Hard Knocks. When these teams have it, you come to camp and you're turning your stuff in at the beginning of camp. They're getting your passports done before the season starts. How does that not happen? How does that not happen?
I'm still with you. How does Yandy Diaz have a passport issue?
Is there something else we don't know? Like he's got a criminal record. He can't go into Canada. Is that what it really is? Let's get Pete Rose versus Yandy
Diaz. Can he get in the Hall of Fame? Can Yandy Diaz get in the Hall of Fame? We don't know. We're going to have to find out. Apparently, I'm going to need to do my research.
Can't get into Canada. Not if it was in Canada. He couldn't get in.
I like that you took that that take on it because, I mean, Aranda is a crazy profile, but Matt Olson is a huge name. This might not be tough for some people, but I really think if you're really trying to future project, this one does make it difficult. Boggs, where do you sit on it? Matt Olson or Jonathan Aranda?
I think it's still Matt Olson just slightly, but this is much closer than even when I was looking at it. I'm like, man, okay, these stats are lining up. I'm just trying to pick, you know, good players in the same range, like one obviously lower, one obviously higher. It's definitely closer than I give it credit for. I'll say that barrel rate from Matt Olson makes me stick with him. You know, 17.1%, 10.4 barrels per plate appearance. But Aranda is good too, 8.7 and 13.5. He also has one of the higher XBAs in the league at 314. I do think regression is coming. Aranda's BAPIP is 415. That's almost 100 points better than his career, including this year, is 317. So he is going to come down. Is the power going to stay, I guess, is my question. Six homers now. We know Olsen can hit 40. I think he's going to hit more than the 29 he hit last year. But like Bubba said, this could just be who Matt Olsen is at this stage in his career. He could be taking a step back, but it is razor thin. And I think, you know, the point to us doing these player debates, if I can flip Olsen and a low pitcher for Aranda and a big pitcher, and that's what I need. Yeah, that's what I'm doing that. So I'll say between these two, it's Olsen by a smidge. But if I can pull a big trade while moving Olsen to get Aranda, I'm doing it.
Yeah, I think you guys said that really well. And I would just kind of echo that. I think at the end of the day, the win here actually goes to Aranda because none of us are, I'm going to say Matt Olsen, but it is by a slight edge.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Matt Olsen is underperforming against right-handed. He's a lefty, and he's hitting like 200. He's like 40-ish points below what he's done at least 2 of the last 3 years. He's not pulling the ball in the air and he's swinging less. When he starts getting a little bit more aggressive and he can continues that barreling, I think he'll be able to pull the ball more. But the win goes to Aranda because Aranda's not that far off. And if you just one for one wanted to say that you're comfortable with Aranda, I think, you know, in like analytical term, like I just don't think you're going to be that far off. Is it a possibility or plausible that Aranda is 90% of Matt Olsen this year, even if Olsen bounces back? Yeah. So if you can make that move where you're acquiring a bigger piece with Aranda while moving Matt Olsen, you might not even have to give something. You might be able to go and get like a, you know, a middle line, Zach Gallen. Maybe you could get Zach Gallen and Aranda for Matt Olsen. And it's like, that would be where the work is. So though I will say Matt Olsen, I think the win in this debate is Aranda. I think we all agree, right, Bubba?
100% agree. Yes, that's the right call. Correct.
All right. Bob, do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, Jacob Wilson versus Geraldo Perdomo. This one, Welsh and I kind of, we had this debate a couple episodes ago, and I put this one in specifically to get your take on it because Perdomo right now is hitting 293, got 5 homers and 9 swipes, 20 runs, 30 RBI, is one of the best K rates, one of the best walk rates in the league. But Jacob Wilson, his XBA is 319 right now. Yeah. His hard hit rate is low, but he's not striking out. He also doesn't walk, but he's putting the ball in play a ton. And it really seems like a, you know, akin to Luis Arraez here. So what are your thoughts between Wilson and Perdomo?
Yeah, this is a great one because if you would have done this a couple weeks ago, like you mentioned, when Perdomo was leading off, very difficult for me to answer. I'm going to go with Jacob Wilson. That's not a slight on Perdomo. Perdomo's been awesome, but he's going to be hitting 9th most nights with Cattell back as long as he's healthy. Wilson's leading off now, and he's continued to, you know, hit with power I did not know he had. Ryan Bloomfield and myself on last night's show, we took the L on Wilson already because we thought he'd have like no power. We thought he was Luis Arraez playing shortstop, and he's trumping that real quickly. That ballpark is going to play so loud in the summer. I've been pumping that up for a long time. Wilson might run into like 13 to 15 home runs to go with a 320 to 330 batting average, which to me is going to be better than Perdomo. Perdomo's going to be very serviceable, but he's more of a middle infielder, where Wilson is legit a starting shortstop in fantasy. And that'd be my difference between the two. But so yes, Wilson for me.
Welshie?
This is, I don't remember what I said last time. So this one is really, really tough because Jacob Wilson is super impressive right now. Clearly, everything you say, you know, batting average is going to stick. Expected batting average is like 319. What he's got that Luis Arraez, like he doesn't barely doesn't hit the ball hard. He gets the bat path. I think if you look at bat tracking, he's got a super slow swing with a super inside swing. So, you know, he has that really big leg kick. He comes in, he's super close. Like I'm going to guess he's super close depth of the box. It's actually not as much as I thought, but it's still relatively close. He gets in with that slow swing and it allows him to hit for contact. But here's the problem. I just don't buy the power. His expected home run total is over two homers less than he has right now. So he's gotten away with stuff, even though, what is it? You know, Dodgers, it's a very like, very, very friendly right-handed pull side park for homers. And he's done that. He doesn't steal bases. He's an elite batting average guy. He hits at the top of the lineup. I don't believe the power versus Perdomo, who I gotta be honest with you, I also don't like necessarily believe the offense, but he's stealing bases at an incredibly great clip. He is pulling the ball in the air a decent amount. He has upped his zone contact percentage by like a ton. Expected batting average is lower. It's not like he has this great profile either, but you know, he's getting on base and he's stealing bases. I think from a fantasy perspective, I think I'm going to lean Perdomo. I think Perdomo has a shot to win three of the five categories, but it's going to be razor thin. I think Perdomo takes homers. He takes stolen bases. Runs are going to be the big question, and that'll be the differentiating factor, because if Perdomo is hitting two, the Diamondbacks score a gajillion runs, that has an opportunity for him to score a lot. And I think, and he also, by the way, got like almost 30 RBI or whatever right now. So I think he can win three of the five categories. So I'm going to lean to Perdomo. I get, maybe it sounds homery and whatever, but like Jacob Wilson's great. Jacob points league, Jacob Wilson, without question. I'm just worried that when you look at the categories, yes, he will own batting average, but like he might not have the other four categories either with Jacob Wilson. So I'll go with Perdomo.
I really like Bubba's point about Jacob Wilson. If Jacob Wilson is going to lead off for the rest of the year, and he's hit lead off five straight games now, he still has more games hitting in the bottom third of the lineup than he does in the top.
They moved Butler down and put Wilson to the top.
But he is like the quintessential leadoff. If there was a leadoff hitter that was
he could score 115 runs. Like he could score 115 runs, hit 320. And if he contributes 15 homers, that's an amazing season.
I think the 15 homers is where I'm not lying. But yeah,
that ballpark is so, like, I'm not kidding, guys. That ballpark is going to be stupid.
Yeah, it's a baby ballpark for sure.
Yeah,
I think for this season, it's Wilson, you know, while they're in that ballpark, moving forward. And if he moves back to the bottom of the lineup, I would easily push this to Perdomo, because Wilson is just not going to get those counting stats. But we went through it before the season, Welsh. We go through it every year. Runs are the hardest stat to come by, like on the wire. So if he's going to hit one, I'll take Jacob Wilson, but another one that's very slight.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that one. All right, this is a big boy one. It's a big name one. Pete Crow Armstrong versus James Wood. James Wood, 268, 11 homers. The power's coming through. Five stolen bases. The profile looks sick. I had a lot of arguments with people that were just like, he's just not going to get better. He strikes out. Strikeout percentage is dropped 3%. Looks great. He's walking 13% of the time. He's still got that young guy issue of like, he's not getting the ball in the air. His launch angle is super low. But I kind of argue, my God, imagine when that happens. He's already hit 11 homers with a 3-degree launch angle. That's kind of hard to do because he makes great quality of contact versus, that was James Wood versus Pete Crow Armstrong, who has taken a completely new step. It's ridiculous. He's hitting the ball harder. He's barreling. He's doing all this stuff. Huge counting stats, 11 homers, 13 stolen bases with a 267 batting average. Maybe there's some average questions in general. They're both really loud. Bubba, Pete Crow, PCA, or James Wood, piece of candy.
Dude, this is a great one for multiple reasons for me. It's listen to my stuff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for
his... In this league.
What's his...
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4.
James Wood was one of my biggest FOMO guys all year, so I did one last draft to draft James Wood to have him on my roster because I believe like what we're seeing is legit, obviously. PCA, I thought was ADP was too crazy for his skill set, so I ate crow on that one. One might say it's a great combination of the two, but I think I'm going to give the award here, the winner, to Little Big League himself, Pete Crow Armstrong, in this one for the solo fact. Like I think James Wood has much more power, but the ground ball rate's concerning. It's like a Josh Bell profile right now. In that regard, and we know that can be fluky from season to season. I still think James Wood could hit 30 plus homers. Pete Crow is more like 22, probably. I think he's overachieving in that department right now. But PCA might actually steal 50 bases. Like that is a legit thing. Where James Wood, I think he's more of like a 30 homer, 20, 25 steal guy if he like hits the peak type deal, which is still phenomenal season. All these guys are good. That's why they're formidable debates. And I think Pete's a better batting average guy, honestly. I think he really is. So you give him that batting average, he'll get the run scored. Even if he moves back down the order, that lineup is stupid in Chicago. And I think the 50 steals with the power he is showcasing puts him over the top for me over James Wood.
Foggies, what do you think here? Yeah, this could be like a 35 homer, 20 stolen base versus a 25-50. It's kind of like Pete Crow is doing kind of like the rookie year Corbin Carroll type of thing. So what say you? Which side are you going with?
Yeah, I think I'm on PCA too. It is the launch angle, like you mentioned, Welsh. I think once James Wood gets that fixed, maybe the average comes up along with the power, and we could be seeing, you know, superstar stuff from James Wood.
Corbin Carroll power at that point.
Right. Crazy. Right. Exactly. I just don't know if we're going to get it this season, and with what PCA is already putting on the board with the swipes and the power that we didn't think he had. I think it has to be PCA for now, but I would not be surprised if I ate that same crow that Bubba was eating at the All-Star break when James Wood is crushed.
That Pete Crow?
Huh. Well, yeah, exactly. I almost made that joke, but then I was like, that's too lame. I'm not going to do it.
I did it. I gotcha. I'm going to join you guys. I actually kind of didn't think I would when I first saw this. I thought I would kind of stick on the James Wood side. I do think it's tough. Like I preached a decent amount that I want to prioritize more power than stolen bases than ever. I legitimately think James Wood is the type of guy that can hit 40 homers. I just don't know if it is going to be this year. 25 to 30, I think, is in tow. If he can get the ball in the air more, it could be a game changer. He only pulls the ball in the air 7% of the time. That's really low because he's just kind of a line drive, all fields type of hitter. But he makes, 80% zone contact is decent. He's got loud skill set, 17% barrel, 58% hard hit is absolutely absurd. But he has been a primary fastball hitter. He has done all of his damage off of fastballs this year. I mean, he has a couple homers across the board, but he's hitting 344 against fastballs, under 200 against other pitch types. He has a 10-run value against four-seam fastballs. Everything else is like 1 to -. He's going to stop giving him fastballs at some point, and he's got to adjust. And I think he will, but how is that going to look? Where Pete Crow, he is pulling the ball in the air, maximizing to a high degree. He has upped his contact zone contact percentage more than ever. He's hitting all pitch types right now. He's stealing like crazy. It's just kind of hard to bet against him right now. So I'm going to go with Pete Crow, and I'm going to join the group. We are sweeping it with Pete Crow over James Wood.
Yep. How about this one? Trent Grisham versus Brian Reynolds. I put this on here because if I asked you Trent Grisham versus Brian Reynolds before the season started, I would have been laughed out of the room. What are you talking about? You're insane. But right now, Trent Grisham is hitting 294 with 12 bombs. His career high is 17. 12 homers in 35 games, 22 RBI, 23 runs. And Brian Reynolds is over here hitting 198. His BABIP is 252 when his career is 324. He has three swipes and five bombs and only 16 runs. The Pirates are miserable. I mean, Bubba, what are we doing with Trent Grisham right now? I mean, obviously trade him, but no one is believing this. But every week it becomes more believable. So what the hell do we do with Trent Grisham right now? And would you rather have him or Brian Reynolds for the rest of the year?
Yeah, you mean the Trent Grisham that only Kyle Schwarber and Aaron Judge have more home runs than him in the season so far?
That
Trent Grisham that looks like he's got like an Aaron Judge type of baseball savant page where the only thing he doesn't do is swing the bat fast. It's all red and super to the right. It's crazy.
What is interesting, which plays well in that ballpark, what's interesting is Grisham is only 28. That surprised me when I looked at him the other day. He feels like he's been around forever. Yeah, it feels like he's been around forever. So that's where like I give a grain of salt. Okay, he can be good. He's not this good. Like, that's just ridiculous.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
The slump will come. Jason Dominguez will start getting more playing time. It'll start... The world will be done right again, as all things will be done. So I'm going Brian Reynolds. Brian Reynolds, you mentioned the BABIP is down. That's a clear indicator. The barrel rate's still almost 11%. It's the second best in his career at this point. Our hit rate is the best of his career right now, almost 46%. Or no, second best at 46%. All indicators suggest a much, much better go for Reynolds' ground ball rates through the roof. The only caveat that scares me with Reynolds is his injury history in the last few years. That's kind of got him in the second half of most seasons. But I'm going to go with Brian Reynolds over Grisham. I'm not going to buy the Grisham hype. If you have Grisham, what I've told people in like NFBC leagues where you don't have trades, you ride out the hot streak, you get ready to jump ship the second you see something go wrong. And that's where I would go on this. But if you could trade him, definitely do it. Go get Brian Reynolds.
I struggle with this one because it's like you look at Trent Grisham's profile. It's like one anomaly. You know what I mean? Like the James Wood, not the James Wood's an anomaly, but that he was like only hitting fastballs. You're not like, okay, well, you know, he's hitting the ball, he's barreling up the ball and he's really destroying fastballs. But then you're like, but you know, he's got a bad zone contact rate and he's striking out more. No, it's everything is clicking. 18% K percentage, lowest of his career. 291 expected batting average, highest of his career. Highest barrel rate of his career. Highest hard hit rate of his career. That is also supported by hitting all different pitch types, pulling the ball in the air 24% of the time, taking advantage of that ballpark. And guess what? Zone contact percent, 87%. He was 79 last year. So the only thing that we can do when we say it's not Trent Grisham here is just be like, I don't believe it. Like, that's it. Because everything else is telling, I'm looking and I'm trying to find the thing that I'm like, well, you know, that's a little bit of a problem. He's underperforming against, he's only hitting 231 against breaking pitches. Expected batting average shows he's underperforming against. He's hitting the ball hard. He's doing everything he can. And you're in a ballpark that supports it. So I am kind of saying I just don't believe it, even though everything is supportive, because like I can't bet against Brian Reynolds. Because who is Brian Reynolds? He is 270. 25, yep. 10 yep. every damn year. He is not doing that right now, but I have to believe he's going to get back to that. There's a lot of his profile that just looks identical. He's just not getting the ball in the air right now, and he's not pulling it. That's it. If he makes that change, we're going to get back to that version that we know, and I kind of think we will. But there's a legitimate chance that Trent Grisham might statistically outperform him if this keeps going or if he becomes 90% of this profile. I'm going to say Trent Grisham's going to come back down to earth. But we will eat all the Pete Crow Armstrong here because like this profile is showing nothing out of the sorts outside of it just being weird. that he's going to slow down. And the only thing that Reynolds could potentially maybe even beat him in is stolen bases at the end of the year, because Grisham has none. He just stopped running. He looks ridiculous, but I am going to go with Reynolds.
I mean, it's hard not to say Reynolds. I think it's still too early to put all the eggs in the Trent Grisham basket. But like I said at the beginning of this debate, every week that goes by and Trent Grisham doesn't cool down, it's another inch towards him. So we're still a couple feet away, but I would not be shocked if, like everything Walsh said, it doesn't regress as much as we think, and Trent Grisham just ends the year as a better player in 25 than Brian Reynolds. I still think at this point it's too early to say that, and it's too far out on a limb, but it wouldn't be the most surprising thing we've ever seen, a 28-year-old having an incredible bounce back in a good ballpark. So I will lean towards Reynolds probably just slightly more than you guys, or slightly less than you guys.
I mean, I'll tell you this. I actually am kind of interested that maybe Grisham is a buy right now, because here's the only thing. We all dismissed Grisham, maybe Bubba and I a little bit more, to be like, this is Reynolds, guys, like da da da. But maybe that thought process is just out there, that I know Grisham has performed at this ridiculous level, but it still feels like no one believes it. That if right. no one believes it, maybe he is acquirable to the point where whatever you're giving up still isn't a lot. And if he does continue, you know what I'm saying? Like the value of what can you get for trading a player versus what do you have to trade away to get that, like, if I have to give up perceived market value for Trent Grisham versus like I have to trade him away to get what people are going to offer, I know that's weird.
You want like a borderline closer, or you want Trent Grisham? You want like Finnegan?
Yeah. Would you trade Brian Reynolds for Trent Grisham?
But see, like that. Okay, but that specific line, I'm probably not doing. I'm not doing that. That's not what I'm getting at. But what I'm getting at is like if someone, if someone is like, I'll trade you Trent Grisham, but you got to give me Agustin Ramirez, and you already have like a catcher. Ooh. or Dalton, hot prospect Dalton Rushing is up, or Jordan Lawler. Like, I don't know. Trent Grisham might be an okay buy right now. The cost might surprise you what it would take to get him because of how many people don't believe that it's going on.
I like
on.
The risk against a young player like that, because I think they bring the same risk, right? What is the risk with Trent Grisham? It's like, oh, well, he goes back to normal. He's normal Trent Grisham. Well, the risk for a young player is, well, they hit a slump and they get sent back down. It's the same deal.
Like, would you trade Bubba? Would you trade Ramirez? Assuming, you know, I think we all kind of agree, like, Augustin's like a top 10, let's say, catcher.
I love Goose.
Okay, but let's say that, you know, out on the market is like a Kelly, Dalton Rushing is out there, Moises Ballesteros. I know these aren't like super great options. Maybe Kiebert was released. Would you trade Ramirez to get Trent Grisham? Or do you not believe that much?
I don't believe that much. So I'd keep a Goose, but I'm also very high on Goose. It might be biases on me. How about this one? We're talking younger players, but he's kind of locked in. Kyle Stowers or Trent Grisham?
So, okay, that's one. I kind of think I might be willing to trade Stowers to get Grisham just to see if the Grisham thing continues. And if that, because it might be worth it to me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm fine with it. I like Stowers, and I like the situation that he's in because he's not losing playing time, right? He's fine. As long as he hits, he's in there. So I think I like Stowers a little bit more, but I don't hate the risk on going with Grisham in the ballpark with all of the bombs that he has. I'm fine doing that risk, so I'm okay doing that.
That's a really interesting one.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right, pitchers. This is a really, really great one. Zach Gallen versus Mackenzie Gore. I've been pretty anti-Zach Gallen, but... Yes. You know, to his credit, he has bounced back. He's got a almost full run lower expected ERA than his current total. He's strung a couple good starts together versus a Mackenzie Gore, who has been an absolute freaking strikeout monster this year, 3.5 ERA. I think there's a believability factor, maybe Trent Grishamy, that exists with Mackenzie Gore. Bubba, rest of season, Mackenzie Gore or Zach Gallen?
It's Gore for me, rather easily, when all things are said and done. Look at Gallen's profile. Like we're seeing over the recent seasons, the, you know, the K to walk keeps dropping down because the strikeouts are going down, the swinging strikes are going down. Like he's figuring things out, but there's points where you wonder if the workload in recent seasons are starting to add up to Zach Gallen in some of his outings. Where Mackenzie Gore is a guy I've been on for the last few years. He's only where the heck did he go here? He's only 26 years old, which is a plus, but we're seeing the improvements every single season. We've seen a strikeout rate jump to 35% this year. Probably not sustainable, but pretty darn good. more importantly, each of the last four seasons, we've seen the walk rate continue to drop. Now it's down to 7.5%, which is great for, gives him a 27.7% K to walk, which is outstanding. And then you look like his indicators. He has a 3.59 ERA right now. He has a 2.57 Sierra. Like, that's outstanding stuff from a young ball player, not to mention a 15.6% swinging strike, which is by far the best of his career. He is showing improvements. He's showing pitch mix changes to aid to these improvements. I love everything about Mackenzie Gore. He's been stretched out. They babied him for a couple of years in Washington. I think it's a big season from him. And Gallen could be suitable here and there, but he's not that locked-in guy where, like, Gore, I'm pretty much starting against everybody right now.
Bogman, yeah. Zach Gallen or Mackenzie Gore?
Yeah, it's hard. You can't pick against Gore in this argument right now. I mean, everything that Bubba said, and really to me, it's the underlying stuff. Like, Gallen has looked better. And Gallen has had, like, his bad starts. Two were against the Cubs. One was against Baltimore, right? The last one was against the Dodgers. These are his, he's had bad starts against some of the really good teams. He also shut out the Yankees. So, you know, or for 6 2/3 or however long he went that game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
So he has good and bad starts, but Gore is really clicking on all cylinders right here. It's the Sierra being 2.57, the league leader in strikeouts, K per nine almost at 13. I mean, the dude has been incredible this season. So it's really hard not to pick him. I just wanted to get Bubba's 10. We know where you're at. Well, you would take Pete Rose over Zach Gallen. Everybody knows it. You hate Zach Gallen's guts. But yeah, I mean, it's hard. You can't not take Gore in this debate here.
I love Zach Gallen. He's actually one of my all-time like favorite pitchers with the Diamondbacks. I love his attitude. I love how he's still salty about the Cardinals and throws shade. I love the crazy pitch mix changes he's done. Just doesn't have it. He's just all year long. Like, I've never seen this version of Gallen. Now, to his credit, I will point out his fastball is ticking back up. Like, he's almost at where he was last year. But like, I never saw a version of Zach Gallen where when his fastball was off, everything fell apart. And that's who Zach Gallen is this year. It's just when his fastball and weirdly enough, I don't even believe this. He's got a lower batting average against his fastball this year than it was last season. But, you know, the knuckle curve is getting hit harder. Exit velocities are up. I mean, the curve last year had an exit velocity of 85. It's 92, almost 93 this year because he is not thrown fastballs for strikes. And that is allowing people, because he throws these two secondary pitches a lot, the curve and the changeup, that equates to like 33% of his pitches. That's off speed reactive stuff. And guess what? The changeup, he's not been throwing for strikes. It's only been the curveball and dudes are banging it around, man. So I feel off on Gallen and maybe he'll repair. I think he's a, you know, super veteran pitcher, but he's feeling more like Aaron Nola, where a Mackenzie Gore is feeling like a top 20 pitcher. It's elite strikeouts, the slider, it, you know, he's back to using it. 1% last year. It's 11.9% this year. It's got a 47% whiff rate. And by the way, he uses 4 pitches, 10% or more of the time. 3 of those pitches have a 47 or higher percent whiff rate. It's ridiculous. It's Mackenzie Gore for sure. All right, last one.
Last one, Nate Eovaldi versus Chris Sale, Bubba. And this one is interesting because Eovaldi, Welsh and I talked about it the other day on a show. He's just might be the most underrated pitcher in fantasy. Like, he goes way too late every single year. He's good every single year. 12-8 last year. ERA under 4 at 3.8. K per 9, 8.75. But he's better this year. The ERA and WHIP are crazy. Like, 1.78 and 0.75 aren't going to stick. But a Sierra is still low at 2.54. Chris Sale kind of, you know, struggled out of the gate here. His ERA is almost at 4. It's 3.97. The WHIP is high at 1.41, but the strikeout rate is still there. And his Sierra is also under 3 at 2.91. So we know Chris Sale has the upside to be one of the better pitchers in baseball, but Eovaldi is performing like it right now. So where do we go in this debate between Chris Sale and Nate Eovaldi?
I'm going with Nate Eovaldi, Nate the Great. Eovaldi.
I did not expect that. Let's go.
Five walks, 60 strikeouts. That command is beyond elite with what we're talking about. Dude. You mentioned the Sierra, so it's still like regression comes into play. No biggie. Injuries are always concerned with Nate. There's zero. They can't deny that. But we've seen him win healthy as a machine. He's a workhorse. Even this season, it seems like he's going 7+ every time out there. Takes the ball and rolls. Where Sale started out slow, the velocity was a concern, especially coming off of last year. He had the amazing Cy Young season, but it was after a couple of years of injuries, and he put a lot of innings on that arm. And when that velocity was down, it got me. And he's looked a lot better of late. I'm not going to deny that. I think the strikeouts are coming back. It's still in the back of my mind, though. You see that big jump after an injury like that in innings. It's tough to duplicate that consistent performance. Look around baseball right now. You just don't see it. So I'm going Nate the Great. I'm a huge fan. I agree. I drafted him a lot of places because I agreed his price was too low for what he can give you. I think both of these guys probably find the IL at some point, just reality. But I think Nate beats him out and has the much better season.
I mean, I love it. I love the take on it. And I get it. You know, Eovaldi, again, one of the more underrated pitchers in all of baseball, 28 K percentage to a 2.4 walk rate. That's absurd. There is an element of believability, I think, that comes into it. I still think Chris Sale is an elite pitcher. 3.96 ERA, but a 3.24 expected ERA. It's still a 30% K percentage. Walks are still relatively in line. There's no, you know, decrease as far as like velo goes that are your big, like, crazy concerns. His fastball has just gotten banged around this year. And I think he's going to be able to kind of jump back from that and bounce back. He's throwing his sinker a bit more less in his changeup, but I think that's early season stuff. I think that's actually like kind of like a Jacob DeGrom, how he was changing his pitch mix early on in the year to maybe kind of save his arm. I think Sale might have that. I think there's a lot of strikeout that's still in his game. Ironically, these guys are within 0.05. Actually, no. These guys have the exact same expected ERA. I didn't even notice that.
That's why I smirked when you said Eovaldi's is 3.24, because I was looking at Sale's and it's also 3.24.
And Eovaldi has been absolutely elite, but I'm going to lean on Chris Sale, a little bit lame, I suppose, on that. But I really do think Chris Sale is going to bounce back in the second half.
I do too. The last three starts, he has 28 strikeouts, 10, 10, and 8 in those starts. One of those was on the road at Colorado. I know Colorado's not a good offense, but in that ballpark, you know, 10 strikeouts and only 2 earned is a nice day for anybody. So it's Chris Sale. But again, this one to me is exactly like the first one we did here between Aranda and Matt Olson. If I can flip Chris Sale and get a bat back that I like, Eovaldi and a bat back that I like for a lesser bat, I'm doing that, right? I think the name brand for Chris Sale is way higher. And I still think that it's higher than Nate Eovaldi. But if I can do a deal that's close and I get Eovaldi back, I'm doing that deal. Eovaldi is good enough to be in the same conversation with Chris Sale. This isn't an eye-rolling, ridiculous debate. Even like Olson and Aranda might be, I think that one's further off than this one. But I think that this one is so razor thin that if I can do this deal, they're so equal, I will take the risk and take Eovaldi. So, which may not even be a risk at the end of the year, based on what they're doing right now. So it's coin flippy. I'm still a Chris Sale guy, probably will be until he goes away. But, Eovaldi has had an incredible year and needs to be talked about more than we have given him credit for.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Kind of like a Jacob deGrom, how he was changing his pitch mix early on in the year to maybe kind of save his arm. I think Sale might have that. I think there's a lot of strikeout that's still in his game. Ironically, these guys are within 0.05. Actually, no. These guys have the exact same expected ERA. I didn't even notice that.
That's why I smirked when you said Eovaldi's is 3.24, because I was looking at Sales and it's also 3.24.
And Eovaldi has been absolutely elite, but I'm going to lean on Chris Sale, a little bit lame, I suppose, on that. But I really do think Chris Sale is going to bounce back in the second half.
I do too. The last 3 starts, he has 28 strikeouts, 10, 10, and 8 in those starts. One of those was on the road at Colorado. I don't know, Colorado's not a good offense, but in that ballpark, you know, 10 strikeouts and only 2 earned is a nice day for anybody. So it's Chris Sale, but again, this one to me is exactly like the first one we did here between Aranda and Matt Olson. If I can flip Chris Sale and get a bat back that I like, Eovaldi and a bat back that I like for a lesser bat, I'm doing that, right? I think the name brand for Chris Sale is way higher, and I still think that it's higher than Nate Eovaldi. But if I can do a deal that's close and I get Eovaldi back, I'm doing that deal. Eovaldi is good enough to be in the same conversation with Chris Sale. This isn't an eye-rolling, ridiculous debate. Even like Olson and Aranda might be, I think that one's further off than this one. But I think that this one is so razor thin that if I can do this deal, they're so equal, I will take the risk and take Eovaldi. So, which may not even be a risk at the end of the year based on what they're doing right now. So it's coin flippy. I'm still a Chris Sale guy. Probably will be until he goes away. But Eovaldi has had an incredible year and needs to be talked about more than we have given him credit for.
Bingo.
That's it. You're muted.
Professional.
Yeah. A lot of actionable stuff inside of there for you guys to go and make moves and trades and kind of our player analysis, especially. I've always thought the individual player analysis is fun. I've been doing that a lot more. We all kind of do those, but when you pit them against players, I feel like it's always Galaxy opened up your brain a little bit where you get to, like, when you have a physical comparison, you're like, oh, you know, does my theory of my breakdown of this player really hold up? That's the fun thing.
It's not the money ball thing of this guy hits good. Well, if he's a good hitter, why doesn't he hit good? Sometimes it's as easy as that.
See, listen, I don't remember things. So Hall of Fame to Moneyball, I barely remember. I probably need to rewatch that movie. I'm a bad baseball fan. Listen, I'm on the backfields. I'm on the backfields looking at all that stuff. Hopefully you guys didn't throw up in your mouth listening to Hall of Fame talk and stuff like that. But it's really interesting. It's been an interesting debate, and it seems to get heated in the streets. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, we don't care.
We all love baseball.
Love baseball. That was the thing I said at the end of the live stream. I was like, hey, at the end of the day, regardless of the feeling, we have all one thing in common. We all love baseball, and we're all passionate about baseball. And that's a great thing. Bubba is passionate about baseball. Bubba in the Bloom. I would probably say one of, like, the hottest rising podcast, not that I don't say rising in like a weird way, like, hey, you're this new podcast, but it's like you guys started up a couple years ago together. And it's just like, it keeps going and going and going. Yeah. You guys are doing like a killer job, Bubba.
Appreciate it. Yeah. We love it. It's like, as you know, working with a friend makes it easier. Like, you actually have fun doing it. So like Bloom and I talk all the time, like you guys talk all the time. So it's great. It's great doing the show with him. And we got the Patreon going now, trying to keep up with you guys and do that stuff. And a lot of great stuff there. But I want to shout out you guys. 800 episodes, pretty darn awesome. Because as a guy that does a lot also, like, 800, they're all milestones. Even though you said they're nothing, I act that way too. When I hit certain numbers, I get your, we have a lot in common. But 800 is good. And debates are amazing. I use them on my show all the time because of you guys. Like, almost good enough, there should be a book about them.
Almost. Yeah, I don't know.
Almost if there was ever a really
I don't know unsuccessful if someone book. Would sit down and read a book of these. That's a crazy wild.
They don't have to read it. They don't have to read it. They just got to buy it.
I can answer that question. They won't sit and read it. They do not sit and read it. Or 55 people or whatever will read it. Fun times. I will say the second iteration of the book was so much better than the first one we ever did. But we clearly knew based on the workload, like, let's never do this again. But,
yeah.
You know, maybe
we will. Live and learn. Yeah.
Make sure you're following Bubba online. Go check out the Patreon. Is it patreon.com/BubbaandBloom?
Patreon.com/BubbaBloom.
Yes. Bubba Bloom. Okay, Bubba Bloom. Make sure you guys go and do that. InThisLeague.com as well. You can sign up for those. Show your love and support for the boys. We appreciate it. Hey, shout out to Bubba. Shout out to Bog. Shout out to you guys for hanging with us for 800. If you have, especially 20 minutes of non-fantasy baseball talk at the top. So extra shout out to you guys. That is it. We are out. You know where to find us on all the extra things. We love you. Goodbye. Have a great one. Peace.
Here's 800 more. See ya.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.